Hello, welcome back to another episode of my podcast, and this episode of Let's Talk About FNAF, I am discussing the Bite of 87, and who did it, and why. Well, possibly why. So, the Bite of 87 occurred in the FNAF 2 pizzeria, where Jeremy Fitzgerald was bitten in the head by an animatronic. And so there's many theories of which animatronic did it. Some people say Mangle, some people say Foxy, some people say Toy Bonnie, also known as Google. Google says Toy Bonnie, I don't know why. But because of all the evidence points to Mangle. And the reason why is because, so, Mangle is possessed, but not by a human. Mangle is possessed by a dog. And, better known as the Afton's dog. So we don't know what kind of dog it was, though, but the reason why I think it was Mangle was because it was possessed by a dog, and some dogs are aggressive and are known to bite, like my dog, my Chihuahua, but it could have also been a malfunction plus that, because she was torn apart many times and put back together. So that probably traumatized Mangle a little bit. And now, I don't know if this is true or not, but it is possible that William Afton killed their own dog, which is the Afton's dog. And so, like, Mangle could have seen him in the purple suit, and then saw Jeremy in the purple suit and thought that it was William Afton. So, yeah. There's many theories about why Mangle did it. There's a lot of people that say that Foxy did it, and they have their theories about why Foxy did it, if Foxy did it, but all signs point to Mangle, and so, Mangle climbed up onto the roof and bit Jerry in the face. That's always fun. Getting bit in the face by an animatronic with the bite force of, like, I don't even know, but probably strong and has metal teeth. I think it's metal. Are the teeth metal? Huh. I actually don't even know that. But anyways, now I'm going to talk about the Bight of 83. So we all know the Bight of 83. Crying child gets nom nom nom, you know, by Fredbear. So what happened was I don't know why I just paused, but the crying child's name is Evan. So people found out, so that's what I heard. So I'm gonna call the crying child Evan now, Evan Afton. And so they went to the pizzeria for his birthday, and Michael, his older brother, decided to play a prank on Evan by taking him a little bit too close to Fredbear's mouth, Evan was crying. A lot of people say that that he was a springlock victim, because when he was crying in Fredbear's mouth, it caused the springlocks to break and clamp shut. But I don't think that's right, because there wasn't anybody in Fredbear at the time. So the spring locks were already activated. Now, a lot of people say that, it was made to bite, but I don't think that's true, because this was before William Afton's, maniacal episodes, you know, and so I don't think that's true. I think that it was just the piston strength in the jaw, because the jaw was so big it needed more pistons than normal to hold up, to like move, and so the piston strength just crushed his head in, so leaving him in a coma. That's what I think happened. So that was the Bight of 83 and the Bight of 87. So all that happened, and now Evan Afton is dead now, so yeah. And I think Jeremy died too, but a lot of people are saying that he didn't, but I don't know. So I'll probably try to find that out later. So this is the end of this episode. Sorry it's shorter than usual. I just don't really know what else to add, but I'll see y'all in the next episode of Let's Talk About FNAF, and this is season 1, episode 4. Goodbye.